the 33rd word. This word consists of 33 windows. While being the 33rd letter, this is also the 33rd word. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. We shall show them our signs in the furthest horizons and in themselves, so that it will become clear to them that this Quran is indeed the truth. Is it not enough that your sustainer witnesses all things? Quran 41-53, question. We would like a concise explanation of the ways man and the universe, that is, the microcosm and the macrocosm, point to the necessary existence and unity of God and His dominical attributes and functions, which the two parts of the above verse denote. For the unbelievers have gone too far, they are saying. For how long shall we say? And He is powerful over all things, and have to raise our hands? Answer. The 33 words that have been written form 33 drops from the ocean of this verse and from the seas of truth which flow from it. If you look at them, you will find your answer. What we say now is only a sort of hint to the sprinkling of a single drop from the ocean. For example, if a wonder worker wants to build a splendid palace, he first of all sets the foundations in a wise and regular fashion, and plans them in a way suitable to their future purpose and results. Then he skillfully divides them into sections and apartments. Next, he orders and arranges the apartments, and decorates them with tapestries, then illuminates them with electric lights. Then, in order to renew his ingenious works and favors in that magnificent and adorned palace, he makes fresh creations and new changes and transformations in every level of it. And then he installs a telephone in every apartment connected to his own abode, and opens up a window from each, so that his may be seen. In just the same way, and God's is the highest similitude, Quran 16-60, the peerless creator, who is named with 1001 sacred names such as all-glorious maker, all-wise sovereign, all-just arbiter, willed the creation of the palace of the universe and tree of the cosmos, which forms the macrocosm. He set the foundations of the palace, the tree, in 6 days through the principles of wisdom and laws of his pre-eternal knowledge. Then he divided and formed it into the higher and lower levels and branches through the principles of divine determining and decree. Next, he adorned everything, each world, in an appropriate manner, like the heavens with the stars and the earth with flowers. Then he manifested and made luminous his names within the arena of those universal laws and general principles. And then in a special way sent to the assistance of individuals crying out at the constraint of those universal laws his names of most merciful and all compassionate. That is to say, within those universal and general principles he has special favors, special succor, special manifestations, so that everything may seek help from him and look to him at all times for every need. Then from every apartment, every level, every world, every realm of being, every individual, from everything, he opened up windows which would show himself, that is, make known his existence and unity. He left a telephone in every heart. For now we shall not attempt to discuss those innumerable windows, which is anyway beyond our power. Referring them to the all-encompassing knowledge of God, we shall only point out in a concise and brief manner 33 windows, since it corresponds to the blessed number of the tesbihat following the prescribed prayers, and for a more detailed explanation of this, which forms the 33rd letter and 33rd word and consists of gleams from verses of the Quran, we refer readers to the rest of the words. First window. If we look, we see that all things and especially living creatures have numerous different needs and numerous different wants. And those wants and needs are provided for them at the appropriate time, in unexpected ways, from places they do not know and their hands cannot reach. Succor comes to them. But the power of these needy beings is insufficient for even the smallest of those endless things they wish for. They cannot meet their needs. Consider yourself. Of how many things are you in need that your hands cannot reach, like your external and inner senses and their needs? Compare all other living creatures with yourself. See, just as singly they testify to the necessary existence and point to his unity, so in their totality they show to the reason a necessarily existent one behind the veil of the unseen, a single one of unity, among titles of most generous, all-compassionate, nurturer, and disposer. O ignorant unbeliever and dissolute heedless one! With what can you explain this wise, percipient, compassionate activity? Deaf nature? Blind force? Senseless chance? Can you explain it through impotent, lifeless causes? Second window. While in their existence and individuality, things are in a hesitant, bewildered, and shapeless form among innumerable possible ways, they are suddenly given a most well-ordered and wise aspect of individuality. For example, every human being has on his face characteristics which differentiate him from all his fellow humans, and it is equipped with utter wisdom with external and inner senses. This proves that the face is a most brilliant stamp of divine oneness. And just as each face testifies to the existence of an all-wise maker and points to his existence, so too the stamp which all faces display in their totality shows to the mind's eye that all things are a seal peculiar to their creator. O denier! To what workshop can you refer these stamps which can in no way be imitated, and the stamp of eternal besottedness which is on the totality? Third window. The army of all the various species of animals and plants on the face of the earth consists of 400,000 different groups. Hashiya, in English footnote. The members of some of those groups, even, are more numerous than all the members of the human race from the time of Adam up to the last day. They're being managed and raised with perfect balance and order through their sustenance, papers, weapons, uniforms, instructions, and demobilizations, which are all different with nothing being forgotten and none of them being confused, is a stamp of the single one of unity as brilliant as the sun which can in no way be doubted. Who other than one possessing boundless power, all-encompassing knowledge, and infinite wisdom could have any part in this administration, which is wondrous to the utmost degree? For if one who cannot administer and raise all together these species and nations, which are one within the other, interferes with one of them, he will throw the lot into disorder. Whereas according to the meaning of, so turn your vision again, do you see any flaw? Quran 67:3, there is no sign of confusion. That means not so much as a finger can interfere. Fourth window. This is the acceptability of the supplications offered through the tongue of latent ability by all seeds, and through the tongue of innate need by all animals, and through the tongue of exigency by the desperate. Yes, just as all these innumerable supplications are observedly accepted and responded to, so in a large measure do they in their entirety self-evidently indicate and point to an all-compassionate and generous Creator, the answerer of prayer. Fifth window. We see that things and, particularly living beings, come into existence of a sudden, instantaneously. But, while things which appear suddenly out of a simple substance should be simple, formless, and without art, they are created with an art and beauty requiring much skill, they are decorated with painstaking embroideries requiring much time, and adorned with wonderful arts requiring many tools. Thus, just as each of these instantaneous, wondrous arts and beautiful combinations indicates the necessary existence of an all-wise Creator and the unity of His dominicality, so in their totality do they show in most brilliant fashion an infinitely powerful, infinitely wise, necessarily existent one. So now, O stupefied denier! How can you explain this? With nature, which is unconscious, impotent, and ignorant like you. Or do you want to make an infinite mistake and call that all-holy maker, nature, and on the pretext of naming him that, attribute the miracles of his power to it and perpetrate an impossibility compounded 1,000 times over? Sixth window. In the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day and the boats which travel through the seas for the benefit of men, and in what God sends down from the sky as rain and with it raises to life the earth after its death and raises in it every sort of living being, and in the circulating of the winds and the clouds subjugated between the heavens and the earth, are signs for a people who thinks. Quran 2-164. This verse both points out the divine existence and unity, and forms a truly large window displaying a greatest name. The gist of the verse is this. All the worlds in the higher and lower levels of the universe show with all different tongues a single result, that is, the dominicality of a single all-wise maker. It is as follows. Just as in the heavens, and astronomy even admits to it, extremely well-ordered movements for extremely extensive results show the existence, unity, and perfect dominicality of an all-powerful one of glory, so too on the earth, and geography even testifies to it and acknowledges it, most orderly changes, like in the seasons, for most extensive benefits show the existence and unity and perfect dominicality of the same all-powerful one of glory. Also, just as, being given their sustenance with perfect mercy, and being clothed in different forms with perfect wisdom, and being decked out with all sorts of senses through perfect dominicality, each of all the animals on the land and in the sea again testifies to the existence of the all-powerful one of glory and indicates his unity, so in their totality do they show on a vast scale the tremendousness of his Godhead and the perfection of his dominicality. So too, just as each of the well-ordered plants and gardens, and the finely adorned flowers which the plants display, and the well-proportioned fruits which the flowers display, and the embellished embroideries which the fruits display, testifies to the existence of the all-wise Maker and points to his unity, so too in their totality do they show most brilliantly the beauty of his mercy and the perfection of his dominicality. Also, just as the drops of rain sent from the clouds in the sky charged with duties for important instances of wisdom and aims and necessary benefits and results again demonstrate to the number of their drops to the necessary existence and unity and perfect dominicality of the all-wise Maker, so too do all the mountains on the earth and the storing up in them of minerals with all their different properties for numerous different benefits show with the strength and firmness of a mountain the existence and unity of the all-wise Maker and the perfection of his dominicality. Also, just as, being adorned with numerous varieties of well-ordered flowers, the small hills in the plains and among the mountains each testifies to the necessary existence of an all-wise Maker and points to his unity, and all together show the majesty of his sovereignty and the perfection of his dominicality. So the great variety of the orderly shapes of all the leaves of the grasses and trees, and all their different stages and states and well-balanced and ecstatic movements again show the necessary existence and unity and perfect dominicality of the all-wise Maker. Also, just as the regular development at the time of their growth of all living bodies, and each being equipped with all sorts of organs and their being directed consciously towards numerous different fruits again testify to the necessary existence of the all-wise Maker and indicate his unity, and in their totality show on a truly vast scale his all-encompassing power, and all-embracing wisdom, and the beauty of his art, and the perfection of his dominicality. So two souls and spirits being situated in all animal bodies, and their being armed in most orderly fashion with numerous sorts of systems and faculties, and their being sent on numerous different errands with perfect wisdom testify to the number of animals, indeed to the number of their faculties, to the necessary existence of the all-wise Maker and point to his unity. And in their totality they show most brilliantly the beauty of his mercy and the perfection of his dominicality. Also, just as the inspirations from the unseen imparted to all hearts, which make known to man every sort of science and knowledge and truth and teach the animals how to procure their needs, make known the existence of an all-compassionate sustainer and point to his dominicality, so their external and inner senses, which like rays gathering immaterial flowers from the garden of the universe, are all keys to different worlds, demonstrate as clearly as the sun the necessary existence, unity, oneness, and perfect dominicality of the all-wise Maker, the all-knowing Creator, the most compassionate Creator, the all-generous Provider. Thus, from the 12 windows, the 12 aspects, mentioned here a vast window opens which displays with a 12-colored light of truth the oneness, unity, and perfect dominicality of God Almighty. O unhappy denier! With what can you block up this window which is as broad as the globe of the earth, indeed, as its yearly orbit? And with what can you extinguish this source of light which shines like the sun? Behind which veil of heedlessness can you hide it? Seventh window. The perfect order of the works of art scattered over the face of the universe, and their perfect proportion and balance, and the perfection of their adornment, and the ease in their creation, and their resembling one another, and their exhibiting a single nature demonstrate on a vast scale the necessary existence and perfect power and unity of an all-wise Maker. Moreover, just as the creation of innumerable, different, well-ordered complex beings from inanimate and simple elements again testifies, to the number of those composite beings, to the all-wise Maker's necessary existence and points to His unity, so in their totality do those beings demonstrate in truly brilliant fashion His unity and the perfection of His power. Then the utmost distinguishing and differentiating of beings as they are renewed while being assembled and dissolved, that is, during what is called the composition of beings, amid the utmost degree of intermingling and confusion, for example the distinguishing of the shoots and growth of seeds and roots without confusing them in any way although they are all mixed up, and the mixed up substances entering trees being divided between the leaves, flowers, and fruits, and the nutrients which enter the body in mixed up form being differentiated and separated out with perfect wisdom and perfect balance for the cells of the body, again demonstrate the necessary existence and perfect power and unity of the absolutely wise one, the absolutely knowing one, the absolutely powerful one. Then too, the making of the world of minute particles into a boundless, broad arable field and every instant sowing and harvesting it and obtaining the fresh crops of different universes from it, and those inanimate, impotent, ignorant particles being made to perform innumerable orderly duties most consciously, wisely, and capably. This also shows the necessary existence of the all-powerful One of glory and Maker of perfection, and His perfect power and the grandeur of His sovereignty and His unity and the perfection of His dominicality. Thus through these four ways a large window is opened onto knowledge of God. Addressing the reason, it displays the all-wise Maker on a large scale. Now, you unhappy heedless one. If you do not want to see Him and learn of Him in this way, divest yourself of your reason, become an animal, and thus be saved. Eighth window. The testimony of all the prophets, peace be upon them, who among mankind possessed luminous spirits, relying on their manifest and evident miracles, and the testimony of all the saints, who with their luminous hearts are the spiritual poles of mankind, relying on their illuminations and wonderworking, and testimony of all the purified scholars, who possess luminous minds, relying on their researches and verifications, the testimony of all these to the necessary existence, unity, and perfect dominicality of the single one of unity, the necessary existent, the creator of all things, forms a truly vast and light-filled window. O you unfortunate denier! In whom do you place your trust so that you do not heed these? Or by closing your eyes in the daytime do you imagine the world to be plunged into night? Ninth window. The universal worship in the cosmos self-evidently demonstrates an absolute object of worship. Yes, the perfect obedience and worship of all angels and spirit beings, which is established by the testimony of those who have penetrated to the spirit world and the inner dimension of things and have met with the angels and spirit beings, and of all living beings self-evidently performing their duties in perfect order and in a worshipful manner, and of all inanimate things self-evidently carrying out their duties with perfect submission and in a worshipful manner, all demonstrate the necessary existence and unity of a true object of worship. So too the true knowledge of the knowing, which has the strength of consensus, and the fruitful thanks of all those who offer thanks, and the radiant glorification of all those who recite God's names, and the bounty increasing praises of all those recite God's praises, and all the demonstrative proofs and descriptions of divine unity of all those who acknowledge it, and the true love and passion of all lovers of God, and the true will and desire of those who seek Him, and the earnest searching and penitence of all those who turn to Him, all these demonstrate the necessary existence and perfect dominicality and unity of that pre-eternal all-worshipped One. The One who is known, mentioned, thanked, praised, won, beloved, desired, and sought. so too all the acceptable worship of perfected human beings and the spiritual radiance and supplications, visions and illuminations resulting from their acceptable worship again demonstrate the necessary existence and unity and perfect dominicality of that eternal being, the enduring object of worship. Thus, these three aspects open up a broad, light-giving window onto divine unity. 10th window. And he sends down water from the sky and brings forth with it fruits for your sustenance, and he has made subject to you the ships, that they sail through the sea by his command, and he has made the rivers subject to you, and he has made subject to you the sun and the moon, both diligently pursuing their courses, and he has made subject to you the night and the day. And he gives you of all that you ask him. But if you count God's bounties, you will never be able to number them. Quran 14:32, 34. The mutual assistance and cooperation of beings in the universe and the fact that they respond to one another show that all creatures are raised by a single nurturer, or organized by a single director, are under the jurisdiction of a single disposer, are the servants of a single Lord. For through an all-embracing law of mutual assistance, the sun cooks the necessities for the lives of living beings on the earth through a dominical command, and the moon acts as a calendar, and light, air, water, and sustenance hasten to the assistance of living beings, and plants hasten to the assistance of animals, and animals hasten to the assistance of human beings, and the members of the body hasten to assist one another, and particles of food even hasten to the assistance of the cells of the body. This most wise and generous mutual assistance of these beings, and their responding to one another's needs and their supporting and strengthening one another in accordance with a law of generosity, a law of compassion, a law of mercy, show clearly and self-evidently that they are the servants, officials, and creatures of a soul, unique single one of unity, a peerless eternally besought one, an absolutely powerful, absolutely knowing, absolutely compassionate, absolutely generous, necessarily existent one. O wretched bankrupt philosophy! What have you say in the face of this mighty window? Can your chance interfere in this?